Texte numéro 3. About 500,000 trees cut down at site of Tesla Gigafactory near Berlin. The development of a Tesla Gigafactory near Berlin has resulted in about 500,000 trees being felled, according to satellite analysis. The building of the German factory has been highly controversial and attracted significant protests, as well as prompting a debate about the trade-offs involved in developing a green economy. Elon Musk, Tesla's owner, has criticized local police for letting off left-wing protesters. Satellite images show 813 acres of forest were cut down at the site between March 2020 and May 2023, according to the environmental intelligence company KROS. That is equivalent to approximately 500,000 trees. Since May, climate activists have protested against the planned expansion of the gigafactory, occupying tree houses in a nearby camp. One group set fire to an electricity pylon and stopped the factory's production for a few days in March. Antoine Half, the chief analyst of KROS, said, "The Tesla factory in Germany has led to quite a lot of cutting down of trees. Of course, it has to be put in perspective against the benefit of replacing internal combustion engine cars with electric vehicles." Half said the lost trees were equivalent to about 13,000 tons of CO2, the annual amount emitted by 2,080 average internal combustion engine cars in the US. "So that's a fraction of the number of the electric cars that Tesla produces and sells every quarter," he said. "You always have trade-offs, so you need to be aware of what the terms of the trade-off are." In July, a plan to expand the Tesla plant to double production to 1 million cars a year was approved by Brandenburg State's Environment Ministry. Dozens of environmental incidents have been reported at the site, where millions of battery cells are also produced, including leaks or spills of diesel fuel, paint, and aluminium. Tesla did not respond at the time, but later said that there had been several incidents on the factory site during construction and since the start of the operations. It said none caused environmental damage and that if necessary, corrective measures were implemented. KROS measures deforestation using optical images from the satellite Sentinel-2, which have a resolution of 10 meters and are publicly available. This data is automatically processed but checked for quality by remote sensing experts. KROS said its deforestation detection tool was being developed to help companies comply with EU deforestation regulations, which from the start of 2025 will ban the import of goods linked to forest destruction. The tool could also be used to independently monitor forests being used as carbon offsets in the voluntary carbon market, the company said. Adapted from The Guardian, September 2024.